That's violinist Angèle Dubois with a charming interpretation, an instrumental version of a famous aria from Mozart's Marriage of Figaro, which is going to open Opera Atelier's season starting tonight. Opera Atelier, North America's premier period opera ballet company. Their artistic director, Marshall Punkowski, is with me. Always nice to see you.
Great to see you, Bill.
We have another exciting season starting, and you and I were just chatting while we were listening to that music and saying, whenever opening night happens, right up to almost curtain time, are we ready? Are we ready? And then suddenly you are ready
because
you're
ready
have
because
to
be. The curtain goes up.
Yeah.
That's it.
And you're ready for another exciting season.
Absolutely.
Let's talk about this magnificent example of comedy and music and Mozart.
Well, you know, I love Figaro. I think of all of Mozart's work, for me, it's the most perfect work. I think it's a perfect work of theater. The fact that it was inspired by an extremely famous play and a play that Mozart so obviously related to. I think this was a work that was a dream for him to turn into music, and he's done it so successfully, so beautifully.
Now, it is an opera that's for everybody. It can be something for young children. It can be an introduction to the whole genre.
Without a question, this is what I love about Figaro. People keep looking for a children's opera. You know, there's Mozart's operas. So many of them are children's operas, or many of them can be. But Figaro in particular, I think this is like reading Peter Pan or Mary Poppins to your child. It functions on one level for the adult who's reading it. It functions on another level entirely for the child who was listening. I have no hesitation in saying this is the perfect opportunity to introduce a child, a grandchild, a young person to Mozart. It can function in so many different ways. It's so funny, it's so charming, it's so brilliant and colorful, and yet all of the sort of poignancy, the sexual nuance, which is part of it as well, is something that will speak very, very profoundly to the adults who are listening.
It is a love story.
Absolutely. It's a love story about people who are seriously flawed, or I shouldn't say that, people who are as flawed as every human being. And this is what I love so much about the finale of Figaro. Every single person has something to be ashamed of. Everyone has lied during the course of that day, even the Countess, everyone. And yet, at the end of the day, there is forgiveness. And there is love. Love is the driving force. Even though you know the next day, they're going to go right back to that same behavior. And they do, as we know by the third play that Beaumarchais wrote, The Guilty Mother, where the Countess has Cherubino's baby.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't negate love. Love is the driving force, and you can hear it in that glorious, glorious finale.
Well, the next day as you turn the news on the radio, you know that human nature hasn't changed.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And Mozart knew it, and it still rings true today.
Yes.
You have come up with a great star, American-based baritone Douglas Williams.
Yes.
Talk about that.
I'm very excited about Douglas. You know, this was a young man who has auditioned for us a number of times. We were never able to make our schedule work with his schedule. But not only is he a stupendous singer, he's also someone who has been hired to work with the Mark Morris dancers on numerous occasions when Mark Morris puts singers on stage with his dancers and they interact closely with them. So this is a really magnificent bass baritone voice, but also a young man who moves and stages like a dream. A wonderful sense of humor and comic timing. I was very concerned putting a brand new person into a role that important. We tend to ease people into mm-hmm. Opera Atelier. You know, we come back to people that we love year after year after year. It's like a rep company. But this was the opportunity to work with Douglas. And of course, we have a very extensive rehearsal period, longer than I think any other opera company, certainly in Canada, possibly even in North America. And Doug loved rehearsing. He loved his colleagues, many of whom he knew from the States and from Europe. And he is going to be an absolute revelation as a Figaro.
Talk about the other cast members, his Susanna.
Well, his Susanna, of course, everyone in Toronto, everyone in Canada knows Mireille Asselin, who is having a wonderful career here, but also in New York at the Met. We are very, very fortunate to have her. And, you know, when I first met Mireille, she was still in the Glenn Gould School at 16 years old in a masterclass, she sang Susanna for me and for David Paulus, our conductor. And we were both so overwhelmed by the maturity and the charm and the humor. And we both said, she is going to be an astonishing Susanna when she grows up. And here she is singing, having her role debut with Opera Atelier.
And the flawed Count?
The Count really is, that is the most human character, isn't it? I mean, so pathetic, so funny, so full of himself. And, you know, you need a person who is willing to be the butt of so many jokes and still able to maintain a sense of dignity. And I'm very, very happy that that we have Stephen Hegedus, great Canadian bass, who is singing that role for us. And the first time that Stephen has sung that role, period, I think this is his role debut, and he's a wonderful foil for our favorite, or one of our favorite sopranos, Peggy Creadie, who returns to sing the role of the Countess.
The Countess. You mentioned David Follis, who conducts the Tafel Music Baroque Orchestra and, of course, the full corps of the Artists of Atelier Ballet. It is more than opera. It always has been.
Absolutely. It is more like music theater, except better music. It's like a Broadway musical. Everything is firing. And I can tell you, with this orchestra, where everyone sits on the edge of their seats the whole time, you know, the orchestra pit is lifted up to the highest level so they can watch the stage. David frequently puts down his baton and leaves it between the orchestra and the players on stage. And there's an edge and a realness about that that simply cannot be replicated any other way.
A unique experience. Opera Atelier tonight. Opening, The Marriage of Figaro, it'll run till November the 4th, and tickets can be purchased through Ticketmaster. Here's the phone number, 1-855-622-ARTS. That's 1-855-622-2787. Or if you prefer to go online, it's ticketmaster.ca. And you're having a special night for those under 30.
Yes, Friday, November 3rd, we have a special Opera Tix evening. And for anyone under 30, a ticket is $15.
Can't beat that.
Absolute steal. And we always have a fantastic turnout for that. There's a chance to have a party after the bar is kept open during the evening in the Elgin. It's a really wonderful and very, very exciting evening.
And a great opera to be introduced to the genre.
For
a lot of people who are under 30 who just have no idea of what they've been missing.
Yes, and really, I mean, $15... that's a movie and popcorn. Why not just take this opportunity to expose yourself to something that I guarantee you will love?
Check it out. Again, it's ticketmaster.ca or 1-855-622-ARTS. That's 1-855-622-2787. Marshall, always thank you.
Thank you so much.
The overture from Mozart's Marriage of Figaro, Opera Atelier's season opener. Tonight is opening night at Toronto's Elgin Theatre, and the performances will continue till November 4th, sung in English. A marvelous example of comedy and music, and something that is a great theater experience for opera lovers, newcomers, children, young adults. Thanks to Marshall Pinkowski, the artistic director of Opera Atelier, for his visit to Bill's Classical Jukebox. And a reminder, you can get tickets through Ticketmaster, 1-855-622-ARTS. That's 1-855-622-2787 or ticketmaster.ca.